For the last 56 years in Kansas, the Johnson County Sun newspapers have endorsed almost every Republican running for anything. But earlier this month, Sun Chairman Steve Rose wrote a column saying that the seven Johnson County papers will be endorsing mostly Democrats this fall. Steve Rose, welcome to Day to Day. And what happened here? Why this change?
Well, I think this has been building for some time. You know, I think what was the final trigger on this was that two of the very respected Republican leaders decided to change to Democrat. And I think that sort of precipitated us taking a look at the whole picture. I think they had reached the end of the line with the Republican Party, and we reached the same conclusion.
These are people within the state of Kansas. One of them is a candidate for attorney general, the other for lieutenant governor. They were Republicans. They said, the heck with it, we're going to be Democrats.
Yes, in fact, the lieutenant governor was the former state chairman of the Republican Party.
You know, there was this famous book called What's the Matter with Kansas by Thomas Frank, and it talks about how successful the Republicans have been in pushing their message. And it says, you know, Kansas is where this has really worked. What happened?
The Republican Party has moved to the right on wedge issues and not really doing what they should be doing for people in other aspects. And I think that what happened was that the Democratic opportunity was something that people hadn't really considered before. That is, throw in the towel, change parties, and if you get enough Republicans to switch over, and right now the polls are showing a third of the Republicans are moving over to Democratic candidates at these levels that we were talking about earlier. This seems to be the answer to Mr. Frank's question.
Are you hearing Democrats there in Kansas setting out policy options, talking about issues in a way that interests and excites people, or are people just turned off by the Republicans?
I think it's more that people are turned off. Kansas, of course, as you well know, we've had this evolution issue. We've had sex education issue.
Teaching in schools, yeah.
State school board.
Yeah.
I mean, I think people have just had enough. And I think this is just an outright rebellion, a revulsion of what's happened to the Republican Party. I don't think it's necessarily the platforms of the Democratic Party. I think it's just the change and moving the state in a different direction.
You publish a newspaper, though. You send that out to readers. What are they saying? You said, we're going to endorse the Democrats. What do you hear from people?
Maybe it's just the people I run around with, but I hear a lot of people, and they're all Republicans, people I've known as Republicans my entire life, who've said, you know what, I'm doing the same thing. They're going to be making switches. Now, we went further than they may be going. They are switching over for the governor's position, for the attorney general's position. We went beyond that. We endorsed 8 out of 16 state legislators as Democrats, and we've never, in 56 years, the most I can ever recall in a year was 2 Democrats that we ever endorsed.
Steve Rose, chairman of the Johnson County Sun newspapers in Kansas. Steve, thank you.
Thank you.